Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Why do things happen in threes? Car accidents, plane crashes, you know, deaths, it all happens in three. Adel Kozulski, hello.
No, Kathy. We're not going to just look at the threes of car accidents and aeroplanes. We're going to actually tell you why number three is such a positive number.
Well, it's not if things happen in threes, Adel.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So there is an adage in our holy books that says, happy is, or how great it is that the Torah, which is made up of three, because really the whole Torah is made, is the Tanakh. Tanakh is an acronym for the Torah, the five books of Moses, the Nevi'im, which are all the prophets, and the Ketuvim, which are all the Megillot and everything else. So when you talk about Tanakh, that's the entire Torah. So happy is the Torah that is three, that was given in the third month, which means we left Egypt in Nisan, we traveled in the desert in Iyar, and then on the 6th of Sivan, in the third month of the Jewish year, we were given the Torah. It was given by a third born. Moshe Rabbeinu was the third of youngest. There was Miriam, his sister, and Aaron, his brother. And it was given to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people are divided up into Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael. So happy is the Torah that is made of three, that was given in the third month to the emissary who was a third born, to the Jewish people who are made up of three types of people. Why the number three? So we're told that three is actually representative of unity, of reconciliation, of harmony. One and two represent divisiveness. Okay, or one-sided, two-sided, but when you bring the two sides together and you bring it into fruition, you're looking at something unity. And I know you like gematria. So let's talk about this year. I know there's a lot of divisiveness going around, and I'm not going to make a comment on anything that has been spoken on the radio today or anywhere else in the world. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of divisiveness. People are dividing themselves up, but if we take the Jewish year 5781, which we are in now, and we go back to the time that unity was created in the world, which was when we received the Torah, that three-part Torah, we received the Torah in the year 2448. So take the Jewish year 5781 minus 2448, guess. You get 3,333 years. So I dare say out there that this year is a year of harmony, of bringing reconciliation, bringing peace through strength, of people coming together again. And that's really where we should be focusing.
And that's really what we need. That is what we need. Thank you very, very much, Adel Kozulski. Have a fantastic day.
You too.
Take care. Bye.